If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're a firearms owner, and especially if you carry concealed, we invite you to enroll in a membership with our partner, the United States Concealed Carry Association, at uscca.com. The USCCA is more than 700,000 Americans from every faith, political stance, and walk of life spanning multiple demographics. They provide life-saving education and industry-leading training, some of which comes in the form of our firearms and mental health videos that we have recently produced and which will be made available to the membership over the next 12 months. We recommend that you obtain self-defense liability insurance available through Delta Defense and the USCCA so that if you find yourself in an act of lawful self-defense, you will be prepared for what happens before, during, and after that incident. With the common mission of saving lives, Walk the Talk America is proud to partner with the USCCA and Delta Defense, and we invite you to check out all they have to offer at uscca.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Supply chains are the lifeblood of business. It's time to learn to lead in this in-demand field. The Ohio State University Fisher College of Business offers an online Master of Supply Chain Management degree. This new program builds on their reputation in supply chain management and business education. Each online class blends self-paced live learning and immersive classes. Earn your Master of Supply Chain Management degree in as little as 15 months. Visit go.osu.edu/MSCM to learn more. The Ohio State University Fisher College of Business, where principled leaders are created.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now's your chance to get the last of the Resolution Radio Blood Tees. Only a few left available before we try to do a reorder. This has been a high-selling item, and we really appreciate everyone's support in getting this shirt and showing their pride as well as showing their heritage. Nothing counts more than blood. Get yours today from Resolution Radio. Only $25 plus $5 shipping and handling. It really helps the network improve, and you really get a great product to showcase what you truly believe in. Nothing counts more than blood. Only from Resolution Radio at resolutionrdo.com. Send check, money order, or well-concealed cash to Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066. That's Sonny Thomas at P.O. Box 27, Springboro, Ohio, 45066.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Among Walk the Talk America's partners, Arms Corps may have the most colorful history of them all. But then again, that likely happens when you have a company that's lasted for more than a century. Started in 1905 in the Philippines and expanding operations to right here to Nevada in 1985, Arms Corps offers some of the finest firearms you'll find on the market. From shotguns to 1911s, and from ammunition to a competitive shooting team, Arms Corps offers a lot. But there's something more. Arms Corps is the first manufacturer to print the free and anonymous mental health screenings link offered through Walk the Talk America's website right there on their packaging. If you buy an Arms Corps product, you will not only see our flyer inside, but you may actually see the screenings link printed on the side of the box. Go to armscor.com, that's armscor.com, to find out more about their heritage, their products, and their competitive shooting team. We're proud and thankful to have Arms Corps as a partner.
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Blast open the cover-up. This week's program will help you do just that. Today's subject is going to be longer than usual. I am going to present two programs, this week and next, William Pierce's hard-hitting essay on the USS Liberty, some facts that have come to light since then, and also information on what you can do to raise consciousness about this Jewish attack on America in your community. Visit natall.com/liberty. That's very easy to remember. That's NATALL, short for National Alliance, .com/liberty. and get this important essay as a PDF file that we want you to print by the hundreds or thousands as a flyer and distribute them in your community.
American Dissident Voices.
Today we begin the National Alliance's USS Liberty Truth Campaign. Our purpose is to spread by every means available to us, radio, the internet, letters to the media and public officials, and printed flyers distributed all over our nation, the truth about this atrocity. Today we begin with the basic facts of the case, as presented on this program just before the 30th anniversary of the attack, as written and delivered by National Alliance founder Dr. William Pierce. There is no better or more honest summary of the facts. In the text version of this broadcast, I have updated the text where necessary to account for the passage of time. On next week's program, we'll give further details on this pivotal event of betrayal and murder, some of which have come to light only gradually or in recent years. And now, sit back, relax, and listen to the moving voice of one of the greatest speakers our race has produced since the dawn of audio recording, Dr. William Pierce, as he tells us the true and horrifying story of betrayal and murder, the story of what happened to the USS Liberty.
June 8, 1967 is a day which will live in infamy. On this day, an American Navy vessel, the USS Liberty, was deliberately attacked in international waters by the armed forces of Israel in a treacherous attempt to sink the ship and kill everyone aboard it. The Liberty was an electronic intelligence gathering vessel, and it had been sent to the Eastern Mediterranean to monitor radio communications. Israel had launched its latest land-grabbing war against its neighbors just 4 days earlier, and the U.S. government was curious as to what its Jewish ally was up to. The Jews, on the other hand, were quite determined that the United States not learn what they were doing. The Jewish plan was to grab as much Arab land as possible before the United States could figure out what was going on and begin insisting that Israel halt its latest aggression. The Jews didn't want the United States, their principal source of military, economic, and diplomatic support, to tell them to cool it until they had achieved all of their objectives. And so it was important to the Jewish warlords to keep the American military in the dark for a few more days. Early on the morning of June 8, 1967, the Liberty was just over 12 miles off the Egyptian coast in international waters and in sight of the Egyptian town of El Arish, monitoring radio signals and flying a large American flag. Jewish forces had occupied El Arish 2 days earlier, and the Israeli army was involved in killing a large number of Egyptian prisoners of war that very morning. Groups of Egyptian prisoners were marched into the desert, made to dig their graves, and then were shot by their Jewish captors. American personnel on the Liberty would not have been able to see these atrocities from more than 12 miles away, but they were intercepting Israeli radio communications discussing local operations. Of much more serious concern to the Jews was the interception by the Liberty of radio communications concerning their strategic military intentions, specifically their planned invasion of Syria. Just after dawn, a twin-engine propeller-driven Israeli reconnaissance plane flew out from the coast and slowly circled the Liberty 3 times. A little before 9 a.m., an Israeli jet fighter flew out and circled the Liberty. Throughout the morning and early afternoon, the Jews sent one aircraft after another out to circle the Liberty. Some of these aircraft flew so low that the crew members aboard the Liberty could see the faces of the pilots. The Jews were keeping the Liberty under very close observation and seemed to be concerned about the presence of the eavesdropper. The Israelis finally decided to get rid of this threat to the secrecy of their military operations. At 2 p.m., several Israeli jet fighters streaked out from the coast and, without warning, began raking the Liberty from stem to stern with rockets, 30-millimeter cannon fire, and napalm. A number of Americans on the bridge and deck of the Liberty were killed immediately. The Jewish aircraft made pass after pass over the ship, pouring their fire into the helpless, slow-moving American target, riddling it from stem to stern with explosive ordnance and leaving it looking like a floating piece of Swiss cheese. The hull and superstructure of the Liberty had 821 holes larger than a man's fist from the rocket and cannon fire. Among other things, the Jewish air attacks had shot away the Liberty's radio antennas and wrecked the radio room. As soon as the Israeli jets had exhausted their munitions and flown off, the crew immediately ran up another American flag to replace the one the Jews had shot away. The new flag was an oversized one, 7 feet high and 13 feet long. Then, while the crew was fighting fires started by the aerial napalm attacks and attempting to tend to the wounded and dying men on the deck, three Israeli torpedo boats appeared and began raking the decks of the Liberty with 20-millimeter and 40-millimeter automatic cannon fire. The Liberty's life rafts in the water were machine-gunned by the Israelis. Then a torpedo from one of the torpedo boats struck the ship, tearing a large hole in its side below the waterline and killing 22 more crew members. Just before the torpedo struck, the Liberty's radio men had managed to rig an emergency antenna and get an auxiliary transmitter working. Throughout the attack, the Jews were using radio jamming equipment in an attempt to drown out any radio message from the Liberty. Nevertheless, the Liberty managed to get off one radio message to the U.S. 6th Fleet, reporting the attack and calling for help. The 6th Fleet to the west in the Mediterranean responded with a message that help was being sent. The U.S. aircraft carriers America and Saratoga launched jets which sped toward the Liberty. As soon as the Jews realized that the 6th Fleet had received the Liberty's signal, the attacks were halted. The clear intention of the Jews had been to disable the ship's radio communications and then sink it before a radio message could be sent. Any survivors in the water then would have been killed by the Jews. No one would be able to prove the Jews had done it, and it could be blamed on the Egyptians. As soon as the Jews understood that their scheme had failed, they shifted from the military to the diplomatic mode. The murderous assault on the USS Liberty had been a mistake, the Jews claimed. They had thought the ship was Egyptian, they told their media friends and their bought politicians in Washington. President Lyndon Johnson didn't even wait for this excuse from the Jews. As soon as he was given word that an American Navy vessel had been attacked by the Israelis and that the U.S. 6th Fleet was sending help, he ordered that the help be recalled. He was terrified that the U.S. aircraft would inflict casualties on the Jews attacking the Liberty, and the Jews would blame him. If the Jewish attack on the Liberty became a public incident involving conflict between the United States and Israel, Johnson would be forced to take the American side and might be regarded as anti-Israel, which would turn America's Jews against him. So he sent an emergency message to the Sixth Fleet, ordering that the American jets flying to the relief of the Liberty be recalled and that no further assistance be given. Perhaps the stricken ship would sink and the whole matter could be hushed up. But the USS Liberty did not sink, much to the embarrassment of the Jews and their collaborators. The survivors among the crew even managed to get the ship's engines running again, and the Liberty limped out to sea, eventually rendezvousing the next day with an American destroyer, the USS Davis. The wounded crewmen, 171 of them, were airlifted off the ship. Many of the dead, 34 of them, could not be recovered from the interior of the ship until it had reached port in Malta. Even while the wounded crewmen were in a naval hospital, they were given strict orders not to tell anyone, not even members of their own families, about the Jewish attack on their ship. The U.S. Navy went through the formalities of holding a court of inquiry, but it was a complete sham. No Israelis were even questioned during the inquiry, and the U.S. government meekly accepted the Jews' explanation that the attack on the Liberty had been a mistake. The news media were indecently silent about the whole affair. The obvious concern of the Jews and their sympathizers in the United States was not that an American ship had been attacked treacherously and 34 Americans killed. Their concern was only to keep Israel from being blamed for the attack. And the politicians were all too eager to go along with the Jews. The members of Liberty's crew who had been wounded during the Israeli attack asked for damages from the Israeli government. The Israelis refused to pay, and it was necessary for the wounded crewmen to hire attorneys and file suit. When the Israelis did eventually pay nearly 2 years later, attorneys' fees ate up most of the payment. The commanding officer of the Liberty during the Israeli attack was Captain William McGonagall. Though severely wounded during the attack, he remained at his post throughout and behaved in a heroic manner. A year after the attack, Captain McGonagall was awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor for his heroism. But so desperate was President Lyndon Johnson to avoid offending the Jews that he refused to present the medal himself, as always has been customary. Instead of receiving his Medal of Honor from the President in the customary White House ceremony, McGonagall was quietly given the medal by the Secretary of the Navy at the Washington Navy Yard, so as to attract the least possible public attention. The citation accompanying the medal, which customarily describes in detail the action for which the medal is being awarded, carefully omitted any mention of Israel. The Washington Post did not even report the award. One of the Liberty's officers, Lieutenant James Ennis, wrote a detailed account of the Jewish attack on his ship and its aftermath, and his account was published in 1979 as a book under the title Assault on the Liberty. The Jews immediately began a campaign to keep the book out of bookstores and to keep reviews of the book out of newspapers. This campaign was much like the one the Jews have been conducting against one of my books, The Turner Diaries. Ennis reports that whenever a bookstore would stock his book, the local Jews would begin complaining to the store owner that the book is anti-Israel and is, quote, offensive to Jewish people everywhere, close quote. The Jews have been generally successful in keeping the book out of the hands of the public, and it is now out of print and generally unavailable. To his credit, Lieutenant Ennis has kept the truth about the Jewish attempt to sink the Liberty alive for 30 years in the face of a concerted effort by the controlled media, the Jewish establishment, and the U.S. government, including the U.S. Navy, to kill this truth. In return for his efforts, the Jews and their collaborators have been calling Innes an anti-Semite, a neo-Nazi, a professional Jew hater, and lots of things that are too crude for me to repeat on the air. Among these collaborators of the Jews attacking Innes are individuals claiming to be veterans and patriots, but it is clear where their allegiance really lies. Innes always has declined to respond in kind to these attacks and has been unfailingly polite. We might fault him for failing to draw some general conclusions about the Jews and for continuing to maintain that he is not anti-Jewish. But let us instead credit him for standing up for the truth in his own way against the almost unbelievably intense barrage of hatred that has been directed against him. What should be shocking and disgusting to every American, what should outrage us all, is not the lies of the Jews or their attacks on Lieutenant Innes. We expect that sort of behavior from the Jews. But rather, we should be outraged by the collaboration of the U.S. government with the Jews. During the attack on the Liberty, when it was calling for help and was in danger of being sunk, President Lyndon Johnson recalled the U.S. aircraft that were rushing to assist the Liberty. He was more concerned about not offending the Jews in the United States than he was about his responsibility as Commander-in-Chief of America's Armed Forces. And Johnson's recall of these American jets cannot be explained away as a mix-up or a misunderstanding in the heat of the moment. This action of Johnson's was deliberate. It was consistent with his behavior in every instance involving the Liberty. Johnson even checked with the Israeli ambassador a year after the attack to see if the government of Israel had any objection to Captain McGonagall's receiving the Congressional Medal of Honor. And then he refused to present the medal himself. That sort of behavior goes beyond outrageous, even for a Democratic politician. It is nothing but the basest treason. Treason! Treason! Now do you understand why we have a piece of filth like Bill Clinton in the White House? We had a piece of filth in the White House 30 years ago. It is the system itself which is filthy, and so it should be no surprise when filthy individuals rise to the top of it. One of these days, we have to change the system itself radically, but that will take a full-scale revolution. What we must do until then is make ourselves heard. What we must do is raise our voices. The reason that Israel is able to lead America around by the nose is that the Jews, through their control of the news and entertainment media in America, have the only effective voice, the only voice that the damnable politicians respond to. Lyndon Johnson didn't betray the men of the Liberty because he loved Jews. Nobody loves Jews. They are the most unlovable race on this earth. Johnson behaved as he did because he feared the Jews, and he feared them because he knew that they control the political process in this country through their control of the media. That is the key fact, the salient fact, the most important fact in the life of our people today, Jewish control of the media. Why do you think the Jews did such a rash thing as attack the Liberty in the first place? That, after all, was a very rash thing to do. If the United States were a nation led by honorable men, a nation in control of its own destiny, such an attack would have meant the end of Israel's existence right then and there. So why did the Jews do it? Are they stupid? I think not. They did it because they knew they could get away with it. They did it because it might have worked and they had nothing to lose if it didn't work. They knew they could get away with it. And they knew they could get away with it because they control our news and entertainment media. And so here we are, 30 years into this shameful episode, 30 years after the treacherous and arrogant attack by Israel on the USS Liberty, which killed 34 Americans and wounded 171 of them, an attack which was intended to kill everyone aboard our ship. And for 30 years, the media have maintained their blanket of silence, and the politicians have maintained their sickening pretense about our gallant little Jewish ally in the Middle East. This is the Jewish ally which continues to moan to the world about how it is persecuted by everyone else and continues to make demands on the world for money which it claims the world owes it. Our politicians make pious speeches about China's abuse of human rights, and I have no doubt that the charges against China are true. But then these same politicians vote for more of our money to be given to Israel, a country which murders prisoners of war wholesale and which routinely tortures Palestinians suspected of wanting freedom for their people. These are the same politicians who vote for laws requiring that our children be brainwashed with Jewish propaganda about the so-called Holocaust in their schools, and who express their abhorrence of anti-Semitism whenever any American, such as Lieutenant Ennis, tells the nasty truth about our gallant little Jewish ally. Surely, the citizens of Sodom and Gomorrah were paragons of virtue and rectitude compared to the current inhabitants of our Congress and our White House and our federal courts. And surely, what happened to the citizens of Sodom and Gomorrah will happen to them. But until that cleansing fire comes, let us raise our voices. Let us speak out ever more boldly and ever more loudly. Let us remind all of our fellow citizens about the USS Liberty. And let us also resolve now, let us vow, let us swear that we will put an end to the shame that has been brought on us by our government and by the controlled media.
You've been listening to Dr. William Pierce, founder of the National Alliance, detailing the facts of the USS Liberty incident. The National Alliance is spearheading the USS Liberty Truth Campaign. Share this broadcast and next week's on social media and via email with your friends and family. Download our Day of Infamy flyer at natall.com/liberty. That's natall.com/liberty, which includes the entire updated text of Dr. Pierce's broadcast, along with new material, and print out hundreds or thousands of copies for distribution in your city, your school, and your neighborhood. If you're low on ink or want large quantities at the highest quality, have them reproduced in bulk at your local print shop or at an online printing company. Get them into the hands of every household in your area. Send them to opinion leaders and public officials. Write letters to the editor and call into radio talk shows and tell people the truth they need to hear. Decent Americans will be outraged at how the media have lied to them and how our alleged ally cynically murdered our men to achieve their inhuman goals. The time is now, today. Act. Next week, we will pursue the truth of what happened to the Liberty in even greater detail. with additional facts that have come to light over the years as patriots and researchers have pierced the Jewish cloak of silence and lies that covers this despicable, bloody act of murder. As we continue with the National Alliance USS Liberty Truth Campaign, Part 2. That's all coming up right here on American Dissident Voices.
You're listening to Resolution Radio, Radio, Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
This is the Justice Report weekly recap for May 6th to May 11th, 2024. Support independent journalism. Become a paid supporter via our Substack, Odyssey, or website, and gain access to the full versions of our exclusive audio editions just like these. Today's story. A white old Miss student was kicked from his fraternity after defending Israel. Oxford, Mississippi. A white frat bro who felt compelled to mock and heckle a female black leftist at the University of Mississippi last week to preserve Israel's interests has officially been expelled from his fraternity following a viral video on social media. The young man, whose identity is being withheld by the Justice Report, now faces threats and possible expulsion from the school even after conservative influencers promoted his actions as a patriotic gesture in defiance of anti-Zionist rhetoric quickly fomenting on college campuses. The incident began last week during ongoing pro-Palestine demonstrations at the University of Mississippi, commonly referred to as Ole Miss. Quickly labeled a Zionist frat bro, a viral video of the student, who can be seen wearing a blue shirt and making racially charged gestures towards a visually obese black leftist, quickly sparked a national debate over campus confrontations. On Sunday, however, the leadership of the student's fraternity, Phi Delta Theta, announced in a statement that it had officially cut ties with the student over what it believes to be acts of overt racism. Additionally, Ole Miss announced that it was launching a probe into the student's behavior and is investigating at least one. Some say the student will likely be expelled for his reckless display if sufficient evidence is gathered. Multiple students, including the individual wearing the blue shirt, were quickly doxxed by the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People on Instagram, which showcased photo collages of those believed to have made racist comments in the video. The institutional crackdown on white frat bros confronting pro-Palestine demonstrators came amid a quick and concentrated effort by Republican politicians and social media influencers to lionize them for their ill-advised efforts. At the height of the short-lived pro-Israel frat bro craze, video clips of the incident at Ole Miss and another frat-related act of defiance at the University of North Carolina were featured in a Trump 2024 campaign ad. The move, however, was dismissed by some as a cheap way to lull conservative fence-sitters into supporting Israel, namely by offering an avenue to rhetorically own their liberal counterparts. The reason? To shore up support during an unprecedented domestic crisis for the regime in Tel Aviv.
This is the audio edition of the Justice Report's exclusive article, first published on May 8, 2024. Today's story. A Jewish Hollywood screenwriter is busted in a live-streamed pedophile sting. Los Angeles, California. A famous Hollywood screenwriter, credited for writing numerous blockbusters like Space Jam, Trading Places, and Kindergarten Cop, was busted allegedly trying to meet a 15-year-old girl for sex. The alarming confrontation was captured by professional live streamers Vitaly and Bradley Martin, who caught the exact moments the Hollywood creative fled from questioning. The video, now seen by millions of users worldwide on X, formerly Twitter, depicts a gray-haired and visibly Jewish man attempting to dodge scrutiny as he sits next to a young white decoy. When a physically imposing Bradley Martin questions him, the Jewish man, who used the name Boris, but was later identified as 74-year-old Hollywood screenwriter Herschel Allen Weingrod, admits he met the girl knowing she was only 15 years old. "You're having a piece of pizza with a 15-year-old?" asked Martin. "I messaged her. She was 23 on a dating site," said Weingrod. "We've just been talking and flirting, but it's not a big deal," he continued, timidly downplaying the encounter. When confronted with the age the girl actually provided and text messages to prove it, Weingrod becomes anxious and attempts to force his way out of the conversation. He can then be seen fleeing down the street from the group of live streamers, eventually tagged by clouds of pink and blue smoke shot from an unknown device. A prestigious London Film School graduate, Weingrod has been cited as the brilliant mind behind numerous Hollywood blockbusters, beloved by American movie fans. Some of the work attributed to him include 1983's Trading Places, 1985's Brewster's Millions, the classic 1990 Arnold Schwarzenegger film Kindergarten Cop, and the runaway box office hit Space Jam in 1996. Online, the outrageous video sparked a discussion surrounding the moral degeneracy of Hollywood power figures like Weingrod. Others highlighted his Jewish ancestry as a factor not to be overlooked. "Another Jewish pedophile, shocking," said ex-Twitter user Enora Vishingnik. "Is this the anti-Semitic attacks they've been talking about?" said another. "Wow, I sure hope he doesn't have a passport to somewhere known for harboring pedos," said another user, hinting towards the embattled Jewish state of Israel.
This is the audio edition of the Justice Report's exclusive article, first published on May 9th, 2024. Today's story. A black man is arrested for the execution-style murder of two white parents over a basketball hoop, Wellington, Florida. A black man was arrested for the brutal execution-style murder of his two white neighbors on Saturday, leaving behind four children without a mom and dad. The suspect was a celebrated black airline mechanic now being referred to as a, quote, sweet man, who allegedly shot in self-defense. According to reports, 63-year-old Norman Scott is now facing first-degree murder charges for the gunshot murder of Tara Marie and Taylor Glenn Jones, two white parents living next door in Wellington's posh Black Diamond neighborhood. Investigators said the shooting took place Saturday evening and may have been motivated by a petty dispute over a basketball hoop in the neighbor's property line. An eyewitness claimed that when he was attempting to render aid to the victims, Scott came outside and confessed to the crime, saying, "Don't worry, I shot them both." Scott was said to have told the witness that the shooting initially stemmed from an argument with his neighbors over the property. He then called 911 and confessed to authorities that he shot both white parents in self-defense after they attacked him, investigators said. Security camera footage proved differently, however. An arrest report said neither of the victims were observed behaving in an aggressive manner or displaying any form of threatening behavior in front of Scott. The video surveillance evidence unequivocally establishes the shooting was completely malicious and unprovoked, read the arrest report. Both were shot a total of three times. For the murder of both Taylor and Tara Jones, Scott is currently being held without bail and faces two counts of first-degree premeditated murder with a firearm. According to local real estate websites, Wellington's Black Diamond area is described as an opulent, gated community whose residents earn over six figures on average. Featuring private lake access and a 24-hour manned security post, the looming specter of black violence still found a way to creep into this majority-white enclave and take with it two devoted parents. For more news like this, visit justicereport.news and subscribe to our Telegram, Substack, and Odyssey to keep up to date on all the latest headlines from around the world. Become a paid supporter and gain access to our full archive of audio articles and enjoy the Justice Report on the go.
If you die or get injured from a COVID-19 vaccine, your average payout's $3,700. These are the real stories of the vaccine injured. They were totally, completely wiped off of social media. There's been thousands of peer-reviewed medical studies, thousands of them studying vaccine injuries. They are real. People are dying. People are having heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, and many other countries are dropping the COVID-19 vaccine and saying we shouldn't give them to children. It's time to be honest about the vaccine injured, and we need to stop allowing these COVID-19 vaccines to be given out to children.
Remember, the globalists cooked up COVID. They cooked up the poison shot. 20 plus million are dead. They were willing to do that for power and control. What else would they do? And the answer is the sky's the limit. Thomas Jefferson was once asked by a newspaper reporter, you can pull up the full interview, but the quote's famous. The reporter said, what is the limits to which tyrants will go? And he said, tyranny knows no limit. Its limit is what good men will allow. The only way that tyrants flourish is that good men do nothing.
An interesting psychological phenomenon is known as the ostrich effect, sticking your head in the sand. Maybe you're familiar with this. So many people, are rather nervous of opening their gas bill or perhaps opening the envelope with their exam results in it. So people have an aversion to discovering simple facts about what's going on around them. One needs to confront some realities and think about what to do about them. The ostrich effect will lead you to avoid doing this, and that's something we need to combat.
The limit of tyranny is what you'll put up with, because even if you have some tyrant who's bad but, you know, has some qualms, or maybe just isn't a megalomaniac and knows they can't go too far, they'll be replaced sooner or later by somebody even worse. They'll be replaced by somebody even worse. And then it gets until you have total insanity. And that's the level we're reaching now.
What this WHO international treaty that's currently being ironed out over at the UN, what is it all about?
Well, the key points are that with the support of the financial institutions, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Wellcome Trust, and the Gates Foundation, we're essentially ceding the ability to suspend all civil liberties and all of the rights associated with what we would call the Bill of Rights here in the United States, International Declaration of Human Rights. All of those can be suspended by a capricious determination that there's a public health emergency, and the minute that happens, there are no rights. In a nutshell, that's what the treaty is.
It is a sovereignty issue. So the WHO wants the right to tell us what drugs we can and can't have and how we are to manage health emergencies in the future. But by also creating this thing called, they call the One Health approach, which enables everything else to be wrapped up into health, it seems that the sovereignty grab is going to be greater than just health. Right. If you say climate change, health is related to climate. So now we can call climate emergencies or something like that.
Americans are so sick of our corrupt government, and they're so sick of being persecuted by it. And it's saying we're the enemy because we're good, hardworking Christians or populist or capitalist. They hate us all. That we then tend to think any other government that's in opposition to them must be good. And that is not the case, ladies and gentlemen. Just because our government's hijacked and evil doesn't mean all these other governments are just these little sweetie pies that are totally perfect. And doesn't mean if we get into a war with them, they won't rain nuclear weapons down on us. So our enemy is the ruling, disconnected, out of control corporations. But these people can commit all these crimes, make all these mistakes, do all these terrible things, and have it swept under the rug. And so they get a feeling of infallibility. They get a feeling of invincibility. And that's what always surely leads to total destruction.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
So what I really want to ask you to do is pray for myself and the crew and my family. That's number one. I want that. I need that. It's your prayer that's doing it. That's why this surfaced. That's why this happened. I need the prayer. Then I need you to take the articles, the videos, the posts we make at Real Alex Jones, recopy them, share them, post them yourself, do whatever. Just get it out there. And I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I need you to get great products you already need. There's a bunch of sales going. DNA Force Plus is so good for your entire body. Flushes out your mitochondria and your cells with the PQQ, the CoQ10, the ELV ATP, the organic reishi, the astragalus membranous root, and even more for 50% off. Haven't done that in a while. That's amazing. Discover the power of tri-iodine, deep earth crystal iodine, X3, 40% off. Body's ultimate turmeric formula, 40% off. And Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force. We'll be right back.
Attention, patriots. Tired of the tyranny and crime in the sanctuary cities? Flee the city and seek refuge in the American Redoubt. FleeTheCity.com. Move to the freedom of Idaho, Montana, or Wyoming. FleeTheCity.com. FleeTheCity.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
Exactly what they're considering here, which is the question of whether a president has absolute immunity. And then there's a second question here.
Biden lawfare circus has taken a dangerous turn for the former psychotics in chief.
So I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Trump attorney D. John Sauer presented a moment of clarity to the power-mad deep state pawns.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it. For 234 years of American history, no president was ever prosecuted for his official acts. If a president can be charged, put on trial, and imprisoned for his most controversial decisions as soon as he leaves office, that looming threat will distort the president's decision-making precisely when bold and fearless action is most needed. Every current president will face de facto blackmail and extortion by his political rivals while he is still in office. Could President George W. Bush have been sent to prison for obstructing an official proceeding or allegedly lying to Congress to induce war in Iraq?
The decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq, of Ukraine.
Could President Obama be charged with murder for killing U.S. citizens abroad by drone strike?
But these decisions must be made, given my responsibility to protect the American people.
Could President Biden someday be charged with unlawfully inducing immigrants to enter the country illegally for his border policies?
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border.
The original meaning of the executive vesting clause, the framers' understanding and intent, an unbroken historical tradition spanning 200 years, and policy considerations rooted in the separation of powers all counsel against it.
Meanwhile, Biden DOJ attorney Michael Dreeben and special counsel Jack Smith attempted to claim the Constitution does not grant presidential immunity. Of course, Dreeben, when asked if Obama could be tried for murder for the drone strikes he has openly admitted to, argued this could not be the case.
Mr. Dreeben, are you saying that there's no immunity, presidential immunity, even for official acts?
Yes, Justice Thomas. The president, as the head of the Article II branch, can assert as applied Article II objections to criminal laws that interfere with an exclusive power possessed by the president or that prevent the president from accomplishing his constitutionally assigned functions.
Fortunately or unfortunately, there is a long-standing history of criminal activity protected by this assumed immunity. As Justice Clarence Thomas pointed out regarding the JFK-era CIA Operation Mongoose and subsequently Operation Northwoods.
Not so distant past, certain presidents have engaged in various activity, coups or operations like Operation Mongoose, and yet there were no prosecutions. Why? If what you're saying is right, it would seem that that would have been ripe for criminal prosecution of someone.
So, Justice Thomas, I think this is a central question. The reason why there have not been prior criminal prosecutions is that there were not crimes.
We're looking at a plan to blow things up on American soil and then to blame it all on Cuba.
Operation Mongoose was a multifaceted chess game played on the global stage. Covert operations took on various forms, from sabotage to propaganda campaigns. The objective was create internal dissent, sow discord, and ultimately overthrow Castro's regime.
Careful what you ask for, deep state lawfare adherents. Even a kid waving his middle finger at decrepit derelict Biden knows.
A little kid standing with his middle finger, 7 years old, 8 years old. Well, I promise it happens all the time.
The only thing separating Biden from a prison cell is his presidential immunity marinating in plausible deniability.
And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? Like, aren't you concerned? And he looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
He said that out loud?
Biden's legal crew may be creating a path to a doomed reconstruction of the presidential power that they serve. John Bowne reporting for InfoWars.
So what I really want to ask you to do is pray for myself and the crew and my family. That's number one. I want that. I need that. It's your prayer that's doing it. That's why this surfaced. That's why this happened. I need the prayer. Then I need you to take the articles, the videos, the posts we make at Real Alex Jones, recopy them, share them, post them yourself, do whatever. Just get it out there. And I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and I need you to get great products you already need. There's a bunch of sales going. DNA Force Plus is so good for your entire body. Flushes out your mitochondria and your cells with the PQQ, the CoQ10, the ELV ATP, the organic reishi, the astragalus membranous root, and even more for 50% off. Haven't done that in a while. That's amazing. Discover the power of tri-iodine, deep earth crystal iodine, X3, 40% off. Body's ultimate turmeric formula, 40% off. And Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force. We'll be right back.
Listen, do you hear that sound? It started low, but it's getting progressively louder. Into a crescendo, even louder. Irresistible, ending in an ear-splitting blast of mass disruption. That's the sound of America's economic and political systems crashing to the ground. But we have a plan. We will be ready to restore political sanity. We will be ready to answer the call of productive America. We will restore America's industrial base and put America back to work. We will shut down political correctness and restore decency and positive media to America. We will save our Constitution, our traditional way of life, our customs, and religion. We will restore sound money and crush the debt-based system of monetary slavery. And we will end America's foreign misadventures. We are the American Freedom Party, and we have a plan. Learn more about us, the American Freedom Party, .us.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.